traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
I was just going around asking where the hoes are at. But then again, every time you travel, right? Let's say you travel to a new country, you wondering where the hoes are at, right?
Oh, I'm going to be, I'll answer for them.
Where the bitches at?
Nobody move. Check your six. Don't breathe. 2019 is off to a good start. I have yet to make a mistake and ruin my entire career.
Look out! Oh, fucking shit! Welcome back to Impulsive, the number one podcast in the world. Yo, 2019! Amazing! Welcome back, guys. This year feels good. I feel something feels different.
It's great so far.
What is that?
Why, Finn? We're vegan.
Oh, shit, we are.
We're vegan.
And sober.
And sober.
Yeah, you guys made it. You made it past New Year's, which is beautiful.
Well, like alive?
Yeah.
Like alive? Oh, I didn't know where you're going. I was like, nah, we didn't start till New Year's.
That's not what I was going to say, though. I was going to say, I feel fresh. I feel really good, guys. I promise we are going to the stratosphere this year with y'all. 2019 is going to be our year. It's time to acquire this bread.
Mm.
And also, make sure it's vegan, though.
Oh, yeah.
Like vegan bread.
Yeah.
By the way, how did that happen? How did we become vegans?
Spencer convinced us.
Did I? Yeah.
Did I actually?
Yes.
Oh. I'm from the East Coast, dude. Like, I didn't even know the things were real until I came out here and people were like, oh, shit.
You didn't think vegans were accurate,
no, because when I was in New York, they were like, yo, these things on the West Coast are called vegans, man. And I'm like,
what?
They're
bountiful and plentiful out here.
Yeah, and I came out here and it was truthful, dude.
Yo, thank you guys to everyone who has made this show by far the best part of my life. I swear to God, as soon as this ends, I'm depressed. It just sucks. So thank you guys. If you are not yet subscribed, make sure to subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts, iTunes, YouTube, Spotify. We do an extended audio only Q&A with the guest after the visual ends. So yeah, big ups.
Really?
We do that.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. We do that. We are here Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Sometimes more. Let us know if you guys want to do maybe 5 days a week down the line. I was going to bring up a comment because we do read your feedback.
We could just stay on the set all day.
And just not stop.
I'm down for that.
I would love that. But check this out. We got a funny comment. We get funny comments a lot. And like I said, guys, I read your comments. Spence reads your comments. Mike's reads your comments. Check it out. This is from Muhammad Hussein 02. Hey guys, can you guys comment RIP in my most recent pick because I want my GF to think I'm dead. My family and I recently moved and she wants to keep that relationship. I really want to move on. It was a toxic one.
Damn, son.
Muhammad, you got to try speaking up, brother. Just tell her that you don't want to talk to her anymore. I don't think we have to pay fake homage to your life.
Yeah, that's intense.
It seems a little.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe that was not the best choice of comments. The point is we hear your feedback.
We hear it.
We hear what you say. Speaking of feedback, it's time to introduce our guest. First guest of 2019. Guys, he has got 11 million subscribers on YouTube.
Big dog.
He actually wrote The Notebook and discovered the element xenon, which is incredible. He's a platinum recording artist. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Mr. Rice Gum.
Holy shit. We got him. Rice, give me one.
Beautiful.
We got him. No, okay.
He doesn't dap.
He will. No, I'll dap him. Logan, make it work.
Yo.
Extended
ovation. Happy New Year, dog.
Happy New Year, man. Hey, thanks for having me. I guess I'm the first guest of this year.
Yeah.
I feel honored. It's a special thing.
It's a very special day.
Right. I'll take it.
It's a very special day. And have gotten a lot of requests for you, bro.
Really?
Hell yeah. Real lot.
People want to see you, dog.
Really?
Yeah.
Why do they want to see me? I don't know.
I don't know. You do some dope things. You've been OG for a minute.
You do some dope things.
Come on.
No, look. People do think me and Logan hate each other, right? Like, a lot of people do think that.
Well, because like, okay. Just, I'm going to dive right in. Right off the bat, the KSI thing.
Yeah.
You're team KSI.
I mean, I had to pick a side, and then,
we would have paid more. Just letting you know. We would have paid you more, bro.
That was stupid.
When I saw you at the opening ceremony. At the press conference, I said, God, I fucking love Rice, bro. I love Rice.
Dog, I'm on
and
stage.
I want to go off read him a check right now, dude.
I'm on stage talking shit to this kid. And I just look down and I see just Rice and KSI section. I'm just like, It's kind of a dagger to the heart.
Damn. But
that was one of the big wins he had over us, bro, was having Rice.
Really?
Yeah.
What? I was just in the background just enjoying the show. No, that was like, I'll give you guys props. Like, the whole boxing thing just changed the game for sure. And, like, that was sick. I really wish I was a part of it. I mean, I can't fight and shit. So, like, that's probably why I wasn't a part of it. But, like, that's some big shit right there, man.
Would you ever fight someone?
Yeah. I mean, dude, look, if we talking about fighting, it's about the opponent. You know what I'm saying? And, like, people want to fight me. Like, homie Tanner Fox challenged me. Like, who am I to fight that kid? Like, I wouldn't gain anything off that kid. You know what I'm saying? Like, a kid. Anyways.
You know we had him on.
We just had him on.
I don't even care.
He's up there. Look at his picture.
Get out of here. I don't care. But if it's someone like iDubbbz or something, like, then maybe that I might. But, like, it would have to be someone that I would want to fight so I can train and do all this stuff. But, like, someone like Tanner Fox, he made a full vid, like, fight me this and that. I'm like, bro, like, I'm not fighting you.
What if the money was right?
Then again, money really doesn't motivate me anymore. Used to, though. I'm not going to lie. Like, when I started doing YouTube, I was, like, fresh out of high school. I wasn't in college. So I was like, yo, I'm just trying to make enough to live off of, like 4K a month. Like, that's cool. And then I definitely, you know, outshine that for sure. But the money really isn't even a big thing anymore.
You tweeted this after the fight, dog. KSI and Logan leaving the arena with their $10 million and another fight.
Y'all holding hands and shit.
Yeah, bro.
That's funny, right? I don't know.
Kind of not that far off, though.
No, what? We did not make anywhere close to $10 million.
Oh, really? I thought that said 10,000. Because then that would have been closer.
No, seriously, dog. We did not clean up like this.
Sure? That's what YouTube cleaned up like.
Positive.
YouTube got it.
YouTube didn't even get this. Dog, I don't think we didn't gross 10 mil. We did not gross 10 mil. And then imagine how many splits there are, including YouTube.
See, that's the thing about being pioneers, though, bro. The pioneers don't get the shine.
Well, no.
Go.
I mean, well, that's the thing, though. I feel like you didn't even need to say that. And then we, like, the media and just the people that watch just think that you guys cash the fuck out.
Of course.
Like, we all think that, like, I'm like, people are paying a subscription to watch and there was a ton of people watching. Like, we were just adding up the numbers and the venue and stuff, but I'm pretty sure, you know, stuff canceled out and stuff. But, like, it was a good business move and you made a decent amount of money off that, though, right?
It definitely grossed 10.
Come
dude.
On,
it
bro.
What? It did. No. I'm for confused. The whole thing, ticket sales and the subscription.
No, it did
I'm
not.
Confused. To get divided after production.
Bro, there was so much around it, like hype, ticket sales, you know how live stream. Like, bro, I thought y'all was really cashing out off that.
Sponsors.
Sponsored? Like, come on, bro. Like, y'all had to make a few.
Sponsors were, like, non-existent, though.
Really?
There was a couple. Maverick sponsored it, so that was.
LoganPaul.com/ by the way.
Yeah, that was a big win.
Really, we had to force them to do it.
Fire merch.
They didn't want to.
Sponsors, nearly non-existent. Do you know how much it costs for the press conferences? The LA one was like $170,000, like off the bat.
Yeah.
That was a funny thing. You balled out. KSI's was like 2 G's and like a homie hookup.
There
like
was
a
like four pick
a backhand handshake or something.
No air conditioning in some random ass little like hall in
Knights of Columbus. Four picnic tables. And like.
But, okay, but man, like, look, I get it. You made a diss track with KSI. You've done like songs together. I'm not mad. And so, no. Rice and I do not hate each other.
Yeah.
But, yo, I have a question because it's relevant. You say you're not about the money anymore, but you know you're in some shit right now, dog.
Damn, I knew he was finna bring this up.
I mean, but you said it.
All right. So, I guess I got some explaining to do. So, yeah, man. So, I guess there's two things that are going on. One is, like, apparently I'm promoting gambling to kids, right? So, I talked about that. It's my last video. I explained it. But, like, that is, like, I guess I was promoting gambling to kids. And the other argument was, like, I was scamming kids. And, like, that just really doesn't make sense. It was like a brand deal and stuff. And now that you're talking about money, damn, I really did take the bag, bro.
You took the bag.
Like,
dog.
They offered me a bag and it was something that I didn't even really want to do, but I took the bag. I don't know. So, and you know how YouTube works and stuff. Like, back then, you know, oh, sorry. Am I too far?
I don't know.
Nah, so like how YouTube works. So I've been on YouTube for a minute now. And back then I could post anything. I could say anything. I could clickbait anything. I could, you know, like curse and stuff. And then I would make a flat amount of like a straight up, like any amount of money. Now with YouTube and shit, with you gotta be family friendly and all this shit. And just like, I just had really bad luck with YouTube. So I was like, do I just grind vids or do I just do one easy ass vid and make, you know, 6-figure checks? So, I mean, yeah, whatever. But like,
shit, dude, I mean, look so scummy.
Hold on. I don't, bro. And by the way, I'm not coming at you. Yeah, I'm just saying this is like a thing. Cause
I don't think it looks skeptical. I understand where you're coming from, bro. It's like, how much money do they pay you?
I mean, I don't want to say it, but they offer Keemstar 100K.
I know. I feel like I have a guess.
Yeah.
Somewhere between $200,000 and $250,000.
Yeah, I mean, maybe, but like, listen,
he's
bro.
Slick. He's slick.
All I'm trying to say is it was a mistake. Probably shouldn't have done it, and it'll never happen again. But shit, I made the bag. You know what I'm saying? I made the bag, bro. Like, y'all wanted me to secure the bag, so I did it. Like, y'all say go get the bread, so I just had. Come on, man.
Yo, did you see? Did you? Because you and Jake were the ones that came under fire for this.
It makes no sense because there were other YouTubers doing it. Same video too, like opening stuff, like oh, and then you know, like the same video, same length. You know, because
they're coming after the big dogs, bro. They don't care what the little fish. Yo, are doing.
No, it doesn't make sense though.
But because it's not only little fish, dog. You pointed out in your video, there's like 11 million subscriber dude, 12 million. Guava juice?
Come on.
Nobody's talking about that.
I watched that one because you made a lot of good points, bro. Like, thank let's you. Go. I'm subscribed.
Oh, right hand, left hand. Open hand, fit, bomb. Let's go. Bryce.
That was ugly. Dude.
Bryce. What'd you do for New Year's?
What did
hold
I do
on,
for
wait
New
a second. Sorry. Hold you on, keep wait. Talking
about- traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Scandals. One god dang second.
Yeah, dude, it's weird you want to talk about
I was excited
scandals,
that he was changing the topic. I'm like, yeah, a New Year's yeah, so I was...
No, because again, I'm not attacking you. I'm just this is a thing. And like, quite honestly, my opinion, it's a very minor thing. I think it was just the first thing of the year for people to be like, yeah, gotcha.
Right?
I think what they're so upset about is... all the articles we're talking about is that it's kids, it's young people that... aren't able to fully comprehend what, you know.
No, so the kid argument thing, it's true. Like, I should not have been promoting gambling to kids. But when they bring up, like, scam and shit, like, saying that I was a part of a scam, like, that doesn't even make sense. Like, I went on the site, did what I had to do, posted the video. I don't know much about it. But apparently there's, like, speculations with the whole site itself. I mean, I don't even know, bro.
Can you get in trouble
for
that?
They're making me look bad. Low-key, like, if I never did this, like, they're low-key. Like, this put me, you know, under fire or whatever. But I mean, yo, it's in the past, man. PewDiePie made a whole video about it. It's just like, I really didn't think it was that big of a deal.
I mean, it's not, dog, but it's something to talk about.
Yeah.
Also, I've said this before. I think there's something to be said about the type of people consuming YouTube content inherently is kids. Like, no matter what you do, your video is going to be watched by kids. Not you. One, YouTube. If you make YouTube videos.
Everyone has kid fans.
Everybody.
Because kids consume YouTube.
Exactly.
So,
yeah. So like.
Literally.
I'm like promoting gambling to kids. I'm like, what about the kids who are of age? And I'm not endorsing the site by any means.
Same. Because it was a one-time thing. Why are we even talking about this?
By the way.
Because you secured the bag.
By the way, why can't kids gamble? Do you know how fun blackjack is?
No, let me ask you. No, you can't say that because now Impulsive is going to get shut down.
Exactly.
Kids don't gamble. But why can't kids gamble?
Because they don't have credit cards. How would the kids, even if they wanted to use the site, if they had credit cards, do it?
I guess they would ask their parents. But look, man.
But then he has to go through a parent. So they had, it's on the parent's fault.
Listen, in my video, I wasn't even like, kids, go get these boxes. Go gamble. It was more of just like, a brand new video. I showed the app and then I was like, yo, if you want to check it out, go check
there's
it out.
A, so this happens with video games. Cause when I worked with, you know, I worked with Call of Duty. And so the ESRB, when you serve content to an audience, they have to make sure a certain percentage of that audience is a certain age to serve it to.
Yeah.
So like Call of Duty is a mature audience.
I'm so bored. Yo, check it out.
It's only boring back. When we try to explain.
We really do.
Me and Rice go way back. Here's a photo of us. Yo, this was like that Super Bowl a while ago. Look, looking young.
Right? So look, man, this is when I first met Logan. And at the time, I think I had more subscribers on YouTube. I think he was really like sustainable on Instagram and Facebook but not YouTube yet. And then you just came out of nowhere, bro. And just.
I remember because you were vlogging and I was vlogging and I was like.
And then Summer Rae.
Summer Rae was. The, look at
that. Yo, that was a fun weekend, right?
Look at. We all were there, right?
Alyssa.
Alyssa Chantel. This random girl.
That dude, like
this dude,
yeah, man, yo, that was a fun time, man. And so that's why me and Logan, like outside of the whole internet stuff, like we were already chill before, yeah, and then like just drama and stuff happened on YouTube, and you kind of just have to capitalize on it. So I mean, yeah, but
I agree.
But like I respect Logan, and we chilling and shit. So that's why I'm here. Impulsive, what are you talking about?
Big facts. No, but it's cool because on that trip, I was sort of watching you. I was like, what is he doing? How is he vlogging? Mm. How did I like trying to learn from the best, you know? And
the
you,
best, what?
I mean, I don't know, bro. At the time, like, and even now, you're popping, bro. You've done also a really good job of adapting your content because what you started with diss tracks, yeah, and like the roast and shit. Mm-hmm. Like you made some popping ass diss tracks, and you've had your own like fair share of controversy. But like, what happened? Did you have a stint where people were like, yo, this is like bullying and you should stop? And then you sort of had to like change what you're doing.
I mean, like with the internet, I mean, you know best about this, just hate, right? It's just like a so lot bad. Of the internet is hate. Like, I think I see more hate comments than positive comments, honestly. But like at the end of the day, yeah, people did call me out for like, you know, making those controversial videos. But I mean, I would rather someone talk about me than no one talk about me. Fact. And so that's how I always, you know, looked at it. And it's like, look, I got to make it somehow. You know what I'm saying? Like YouTube, like there's just so much content on YouTube that like everyone's doing the same thing almost. And like, I just had to find something to stand out. So, I mean, I did that and then just found, you know, whatever. But
I mean, plus you're good at it. You do a great job of trolling, bro. Like, and your fans are engaged, dog. You have some of the highest engagement. Have you seen, dog?
I have.
You're at like 20% engagement on Instagram, which
he only posts fire. That's why.
No, but that's and the not thing, very though. Often. So here's the thing.
I mean, you trolling, bro.
How did that happen to you? But I saw that. Was that an accident?
Like, you
sort?
Always are trolling. Look, nah, how did you get your body all right, like all
right,
this?
Listen, yeah. Man, some of you guys might think that's real.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
I'm gonna come out clean. It's Photoshop.
No, what?
Fucking
it's
shit. It's Photoshop.
No.
I thought you like fell off the balcony at the Clout House or some shit.
So basically what happened, I took a picture with like my leg up and then I took a picture where I was laying down, cut the picture in half and just put it together.
Oh, damn, you got some fire creators over there.
Something like that, man. So I'm like, yeah, dude. And that's the thing too. So like I work with just a lot of like random people when it comes to my editing and my thumbnails and just like small stuff. But like, it's weird because the guy that edits my videos and the guys that does like just random yeah. stuff for me, like these guys were fans that were just tweeting at me on Yo, Twitter. Yeah. And then I just employed them because they're nice with it. And they were just random kids. And now, you know what I'm saying? So
I feel like I remember you telling me that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What's your workflow look like? How often are you filming? Or do you have like a schedule? And
Okay. So, you know, Logan and Jake, you know, these fools' work ethic is on another level.
Crazy.
Like, I'll give them that. You know, people hate on them, shit like that. But like, I'll give them that because like I'm in the game, and I know how it is. But like, when I first started, dude, this was the only thing I cared about. This was like, oh, like I don't care about anything. I just want my followers. I just want to get paid. I just want to get views. I just want this. I just want that. And then I somewhat over time I attained it. And once I got what I wanted so bad, I kind of just stopped caring a bit. Like, I'm gonna be honest, like when I start again, like views, it's like kind of stopped feeling good because yeah. like it was just happened like so yeah. often. So then I started taking like, you know, 1 week breaks, you know, posting once a week and then 2 week breaks. And just over time, I just got to the point where like I was just posting like whenever. But since it's a new year and stuff, I mean, I posted.
Getting back to it?
Exactly. Like, yeah. I feel like I should, you know, outwork myself this year and, you know, try a little bit. But like, I definitely got a little comfortable. I'm going to keep it 100.
Yeah.
You know, I got comfortable. I got really content with just, I mean, I just felt like everyone just already knew me on like is this Asian kid that makes YouTube videos. And even if they didn't, or even if they weren't fans, they know of me and they hate on me, but they still know me, you know, at the end of the day. So, I mean, I don't know, man. But to answer your question with the work thing, I mean, the past like 6 months just been whenever I want. Like,
yeah, I got you.
I'll film, I'll send the, you know, like I used to edit all my videos too. Like when I first started all the roast videos, bro, I loved the YouTube shit. Like I was filming, I would edit for 4 hours, I would like post it, boom. And yeah. like now, I mean, it's still cool. Like, you know, like
editing.
No.
Like YouTube.
Yeah, YouTube is still cool.
Are you over it?
I mean, no, it's still cool, but I don't edit now. But like, okay. I used to back then. Or do you edit all your stuff?
No, hell no.
It just takes up too much time because we're the creators. Like, leave the editing to the editors.
Not to mention that. It's like, bro, my editor, for example, like, he is a creative in his own right. He's a talent. He's so talented as fuck, dude. Like,
talented.
From Ohio.
Talented.
Rice,
you've been taking some breaks to go out though, because I've been seeing you out.
Yeah,
I've been seeing you out. I see you out, bro. You're like, nah, no YouTube today, bro. I'm just getting after it.
Nah, so I mean, look, I just want to be happy. I just want to have fun, and you know, sometimes doing this YouTube shit and all these views and stuff like that, people think that we're like happy and you know all the time, but it's just like, yeah, it's just a whatever. And so sometimes I like to go out.
I got one question on that, because I think the internet might want to know this. Every time I see you and take like a picture or video with you, you make a phone call to an imaginary person, and I need to ask you right now, who the fuck are you calling, bro? Who are you calling?
This dude is stupid, bro. Nah, so for y'all confused, basically when I take a picture and I don't have a pose, like, bro, you gotta throw up something, a gang sign, peace sign, something, bro. I'm not in gang affiliation. Yeah, so
that's your signature.
Did Ricegum just tell kids to join a gang?
No.
As soon as the clip comes up, as soon as the camera comes up, bro, you're in a gang. Wait, low gang? Like, wait, what are you talking about? You're in
a maverick, bro.
I don't know what he's talking about. But anyways, nah. When a camera pops up, you know, people got the go-to, duck face, something.
Yep, here's the phone.
I'm just like,
signature, hello? Secure in the bag.
Who's here? Huh?
Oh, he's all brand new. He is always
brand new. Mystery brand. What? No, I'm just kidding.
Yo, you're hilarious, though. Yeah. You're fucking hilarious.
That's great that you're down to roast yourself, too.
Bro, feel like
you've dished out so many. So, are you comfortable with roasting yourself and just being vulnerable?
Nah, well, when people like roast me, like, I do feel a type of way. Like, I'm not just like, I don't care, but like, yeah, I roast myself. I joke about myself.
But does it hurt your feelings when you get roasted?
Sometimes, yeah. Like, certain roast.
What's a roast that hurt your feelings?
When people call me irrelevant, bro. Like, people say I fell off an irrelevant listen, bro. I just kind of stopped trying, bro. But wait on it. 2019.
Let's go.
Nah. But, bro, no, I'm not irrelevant, bro. Come on. Quit playing with me, bro. Quit playing with me.
But you know that's not true. So why do you let it get to you?
Nah, hold on.
Internet trolls, bro. It's the internet.
Fuck them, bro.
Does it motivate you?
Nah. So like, it used to. Now, like, it's just so much hate where it's like, it don't even motivate me no more. Like, or whatever. Now, the only thing that motivates me, it's not even money either. I don't know. It's just for myself. It's like my brand motivates me. I want Ricegum to look good and do good. But besides from that, it's not, you know.
How did you come up with that name? Where does that name come from?
Okay, people ask me that all the time. I mean, it's a boring ass story, but I mean, should I just get into specifics?
So
my parents were mad strict, and they bought me like Wii and like a Nintendo games. Like, I couldn't even play violent games and shit. And then randomly one year, my cousin bought me a PlayStation 3. I'm like, yo, that's what's up. And then I made a username. I don't know how I thought of it. I typed in rice flavored gum. I don't know why. And that was my Call of Duty name. I was just playing Call of Duty. And then 2 years later, I'm like, all right, let's make a YouTube. Type in rice flavored gum. So some dude took my name. Like, I was like, this shit, my signature name. Someone took it. So I'm like, all right, let's take out flavored rice gum. Had the account, was subscribed to whoever, like Smosh and Nigga. Random stuff. And then one day I just started making videos, and then shit, it just off. Stuck with me. Yeah.
And then, okay, so that's dope.
Yeah. Whoa, what the heck was that?
That was dope.
I think it was like for your inspiration to make videos. She was like, Show some love.
The set response. Yeah. It's an intuitive set.
Yeah, no. And here's the thing too, like with your social media and stuff, I noticed that like you're popping on Insta, Facebook, and you had like your Vine run, and then like the YouTube shit. Like how I had 4.8 on Insta, and just how my Twitter's popping, it's all from YouTube, bro. Like, I blew up on YouTube, had like a mil, and then I made my Insta and shit like that.
Damn.
So I was like, it's just random.
I find that super interesting. Because I do find a lot of YouTubers, some of the biggest YouTubers have like smaller Instagrams. Why is that? Why does it not translate?
Listen, bro. So when people begin views, like, so for instance, like a Mr. Beast, or you know who that is?
Popping right now.
He gets hella views on YouTube, hella views. And like, I respect him. He's cashing out. Good for him, right? You go on his Instagram and Twitter is like, you know what I'm saying? And so basically just I don't know. Some YouTubers are just YouTubers, and some YouTubers are just lit enough where the fans want to check out your Insta, Twitter, and stuff like that. But like most YouTubers don't be breaking on Insta,
which is odd. Like the engagements there, but
because it shit don't translate. Like they're not interesting enough. Where like, oh, and let's look at like these fools' pictures.
And I feel like that whole like initial squad blew up on Insta. Like everybody that was in it, like You, Rice,
already at like,
he's been popping.
No, I know that, but I just mean like when you guys all blew up, like all of you did together now. Yeah. It's like, I think it's a little bit different now for YouTubers to blow up on Insta and like crossover than it was for you guys. Cause you guys all got huge.
Like, I'm trying to think, like me, you, Jake, David Dobrik, Lisa, Ace Family. But besides from that, I mean, I probably missed some other, but like those guys have like a ton of Insta from YouTube. Like I looked into it or whatever, but like besides from that, everyone else that has like hella views, like their Insta don't translate. It's weird.
What about, or like Lele? Her Insta's
dude, no, but she is like Instagram. Yeah. Like that's her shit.
I mean, no, you're talking stratosphere type creator.
That's her
right
home home court advantage is her Instagram. She, like, and we're YouTubers.
She's got, by the way, like 30 million. Yeah, and we just hung out with her in Miami for New Year's, and she's still like this down to earth sweetheart.
Bro, she's like an interesting person, right? Like, of course. I've never met someone that like acts like her and shit like that.
I mean, that's why she's Lele Pons.
Yeah.
So yo. You started off doing this diss track thing, this sort of like commenting on other people.
Well, I did. And like I actually started streaming on Twitch like way back then.
Oh shit.
Yeah. No, but like it was so minor. Like I would pull like 1 to 2K views, and this was like 4 years ago, and I would have to like try really hard. But I thought I was like cool and shit. I was like, okay, yo, I'm doing pretty good. Yeah. Like I got 1 to 2K, but every time I go out, during that Twitch spend, no one recognized me. Like, I got nothing. And then as soon as I did YouTube, then started people recognizing. So, like, I was doing it at such a small scale. But, yeah, I started on that Twitch shit, and then I did the whole, you know, roasting.
So, okay, but okay, doing the roasts, what I'm getting at is, have you made enemies? Is there anyone that you hate?
Yo, okay. All right, so I'm trying to think. So, everyone that I have roasted, I don't even hate, except for, like, one or two, like, I'll name drop, like, I'll tell you guys in a bit, but just a random story.
Why don't you tell us right now, man?
No, because I wanted to go into a random story first, and then I'll tell you guys.
That's the name of the show. You can take it there right now. Yeah.
We're not going to forget.
Just remind me in two seconds. Anyways, there was this YouTuber named, or not even YouTuber, or you know Taylor Kniff?
Yeah.
So he roasted me. Dude, apparently, okay, it's just random, but he roasted me. I roasted him, and we had a whole internet beef. And this was like 3 years ago when I was just coming up or whatever. And then I ended up meeting up with him in person. And like the first two times, it was weird because it was like actual beef. But like LA is so small, bro. Like everyone's
you're
just
going to see these
It's
kids.
Such a scene, bro.
And then I just started seeing Taylor like Kniff and his online persona. Like he's kind of whack and stuff like that. But in real life, he's pretty funny and chill and stuff. I'm not going to lie. So that's like one thing. But besides from everyone I roasted, don't really care about. I think you had Jacob Sartorius on your show, right, or something like that.
Yeah.
Didn't care. Like, what? Like, who cares, right?
Why? What happened with him?
Like, I roasted him too.
Oh, yeah. I saw
dude,
that.
Right. He originally blew me up. But like my first viral vid, like he was in the clickbait shit like that.
Yeah. I saw that. Yeah, was it? Was it one of the like these kids must be stopped?
Yeah, bro.
But
that was like
you didn't succeed, bro.
What do you mean?
He's still popping.
Those fools ain't stopped yet. No. So the people I actually hate. All right, listen. Are you know Gabby Show?
You mean Gabby Hanna?
Her ass the Gabby Show. Anyways, I don't know. Just her because she just, I don't know. I don't fuck with her. Because of what she tried to pull on me.
But you don't like that one song?
What song?
So what if I'm the monster?
Okay, low key that kind of slap, but I just don't like her. But that kind of slap, though, I'm not gonna lie.
I feel like I could hit that better.
That he might be.
Don't
definitely can't hit it any worse.
What if I'm the monster?
Okay, we're gonna keep going.
Wow. Rice looks mad right now.
When it comes
pissed off, Rice.
I'm not mad.
You don't like that song?
No, I mean it's cool. Like I said,
because y'all had that thing where like, didn't you beat the shit out of her?
Yep, just.
Oh, that's right.
Now listen, you used to live at Vine, right?
That was a joke. I was in the house next to you when that happened.
Exactly. Yeah, so dead ass. I was at this random party, and then all the typical Viners and just random kids in LA were there. Gabby Hanna was there, Gabby Show, whatever. And then, so we had, you know, prior beef. And then, bro, she's so ballsy, bro. She really came up to me with the Snapchat out already.
You got to respect that.
Ballsy, because I would never do that. Because, at the end of the day, it's internet and real life. Yeah. And she really just did not care, right? So whatever. I'm sitting on the couch chilling. Dead ass comes up to me recording, talking shit. And then I'm like, just super weird out because what are you doing? Right. So she posted it and I was like, whatever, because it already happened. I'm like, yo, that was mad weird. She posted it and I swear she did it again, bro. Like post second video. I'm like, oh, what? And then so we're talking back and forth. She's like, rap battle me. And like, even if I was down to rap battle, do you think she would have even rap battled? No, right? Like,
what the hell is she
gonna- like? She's trolling.
Like she said, rap battle, knowing that I wasn't down.
You should have just busted down a few bars.
Yeah, I'm down.
Yeah, let's fucking go.
Exactly.
Bro.
No, but so
did you snap her phone?
So listen. So and she did two. So yeah, so she did it one time, posted it. I'm weirded out. Did it again, posted it. And she did it the third time, halfway through that video.
Three strikes and you're out.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Much. Halfway. No, but like I said, and then halfway through that vid, you know. Hold on, here's my. She had her phone like this. It looked mad weak. I said, snatch that shit.
Oh, fuck.
Damn.
Snatch that shit quick as hell because I'm like, ooh, are you
ninja.
Spidey
ooh,
senses.
Ninja shit. Yo.
And then,
so quick.
And then I did that. And then I was like, and then like she tried to get it back.
So when did you hit her in the face?
wait on it. So look, I snatched it and she's like, give it back. Snatch that shit, slam that shit. And then I just left.
Oh, so you didn't hit. Oh,
no, but I mean,
well, that's good that you didn't hit her in the face.
I didn't
that's
hit
bad.
Her. And then, so the reason why that whole situation was whack because one, she came up to me, you know, and did that. But as soon as that happened, bro, I smashed her phone. She went on Snapchat and was like, Ricegum just hit me.
Oh, yeah.
Ricegum just hit, like, yeah. And then she showed her phone. Here's my phone case. It just broke. You so, like.
So it's obvious if your phone case is broke, Ricegum assaulted
you. No, but here's
you.
The thing, though. She had a case on her phone. So when I snatched her phone and threw it, I don't even think her screen cracked. I don't even think the phone even
was
stopped working.
Was it OtterBox by chance? Because that shit is durable as fuck.
Yeah. Bro.
So you didn't.
I don't even think I broke her phone. But then the whole controversy happened. And
did
then
you get paid for that?
Did you secure the bag on that one?
Yeah. Did you get paid for that?
And this fool just shouted out.
That was not a normal Logan shout out either. That was like a hardcore, was it an OtterBox? Because those things are strong as fuck and durable and available at a Walmart near you.
Fucked up.
Wow.
Have you ever considered this? What if the Gabby show, what if she is the monster?
What does that even mean?
Like, I don't know.
What does that even mean?
Was she drunk? Like really drunk?
Maybe.
Because I'll tell you, I hung out with her one time at Playlist with her and Jenna Marbles.
Jenna
she
Marbles.
Was way back.
Bro, she's popping on YouTube. Like,
bro.
Day one shit.
Bro.
Since the beginning shit.
Gabby's show was fucked up.
Yeah.
And she was like.
All right, random question.
Yeah, who cares?
No. Nothing wrong with that. I get fucked up all the time. But yeah, I'm trying to get into her mindset.
Nah,
for why
2019 is a year of love, dog.
No, I love Gabby's show.
Look, random question. Smash her past Gabby's show. And I don't
wait. What time? I haven't seen this girl in like 6 years. Is she still alive, bro? Like straight up,
bro.
Like I'm saying, like that playlist smash, probably.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because this was 6 years. I don't know. Does she look like? How does she look, bro? Like I don't know. Does she?
6 years ago, he'd smash.
Can you pull up Gabby's show right now?
Listen, I don't even want to. I don't even know why we're talking about this girl. But like,
can you imagine though? If
no, that's her now. No.
Mike's more
100% smash, bro.
Mike's more of a personality girl.
She looks good as hell.
Guy,
dude.
I mean.
Wow, instead of saying like, "Hey, I didn't really like this," or "I don't really like
damn, bro. I really beat her up."
Yeah, no, she's looking bad, bro. Wow.
Your phone's cracked now. Did she smash your phone?
Go back. Look, 137 dislikes.
Oh shit. Oh damn. Bro.
87 likes.
Did you incorporate the army to do that or
nah,
what?
No. And they just did that naturally. Like, and they knew what time it was.
Come on,
bro.
Damn.
And they knew what time it was, bro.
Damn.
I feel Gabby. Man, I'm not gonna lie. My heart is with that girl, dude. I feel bad.
Why?
Why?
Because
why?
I want to laugh, but also I want to be like, just go for it. Go for your dreams.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And
you've been on the receiving end of the hate, so I mean, it's hard to probably dish it out a little bit, maybe.
I just try my best to
stay neutral.
Yeah, but sometimes it's so hard.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's so hard.
I mean, it's different for him. Like, she accused him of some nasty shit, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, okay. You know you've dissed me in the past.
I have.
And me and Jake, you had beef with Jake.
Yeah.
No, but y'all, I was in my research today going back, and he made a full video. Remember that video where he was like, I'm a CEO, but this is what I've done.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then is that what you made your diss track? It's Every Night, Sis.
No. So like, I don't know the exact date, but like during the, it's every day, bro, with the, like,
yeah, yeah.
That, like that song, he dropped that song. And then I didn't even have an opinion for him. Like, I don't even know much about him. I knew he was blown up on YouTube and shit, but I didn't have an opinion on him. And then Alyssa hit me up because I had the whole diss track thing going for myself, and who else is there to hit up when it comes to making a song, yeah, or whatever, right? So she hit me up, and then at that moment in time, I was like, all right, do I, like, Jake, I didn't even know about, you know, do I maybe burn a bridge and, you know, make a song, or do I just be neutral and, you know, not whatever. But I'm actually glad I roasted Jake, like, got a platinum song, made some bands.
You did get it. Check it out. So, and by the way, before I show this picture, I remember, so I made the diss track, The Fall of Jake Paul. And at the same time, Alyssa told me, she's like, yo, I'm with this dude, Rice. I'm with Rice. And we got like writers and this song's gonna be sick. And I'm like, okay, like it's not better than mine. Like I felt so good about mine. Uh-huh. And then y'all dropped It's Every Night, Sis.
And you liked it?
Coming out with platinum plaques and shit for this diss track, bro.
Nah, so during the, so how the platinum thing works is like if your song gets enough streams, you're like eligible for the platinum or whatever. I think you and Jake were eligible for platinum because you, like, I think your song had more views like than my song, but you guys didn't submit for the plaque.
Well, so check us out.
I just so happened to get the plaque before you, but I think you were also eligible.
Wait, can we still get the plaque?
You said,
or you have a plaque, right?
You said first YouTubers to go platinum.
Yeah.
Look at the plaque. And like, man, I don't know if it's like a bad time, but brother.
What?
Uh-oh.
Brother. What do you got down there?
You got a plaque?
It's been done. It's been done.
Okay. But did you flex it though?
Certified.
I didn't flex it.
So
he
no
just
one
hung
knows.
It on a wall, bro.
Yeah. So, and that's your fault because I was flexing. I was like, yo, I'm the first YouTuber and I just ran with it. That's your fault, like, for not coming out and telling them.
But does your audience know you're just lying to their face?
No. So you're not even the first because Justin Bieber started on YouTube. Ooh. So if we want to really get into specifics, like, come on now, bro.
Yeah, you're right.
Jay Beebs.
Jay Beebs started on YouTube, apparently.
How come Rice's platinum record is so much bigger than yours?
You got what the fuck is that?
He got a platinum record. You got a platinum, like, disc of the Oregon Trail from fucking 2001, bro. What is this shit, bro?
Yeah, can we smash this? It's bullshit. Yo, but you've been doing some dope shit. I seen you, man.
You too, man.
You know where I seen you, bro?
Where do you see me?
Fucking Super Bowl commercial.
Ooh, oh.
That was big,
wait,
bro.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
It's weird because when I was talking to them, right, they were like, Logan might be in it. Like, is that true or not?
This is
uh-oh. Oh, that's right.
Uh-oh. This is a story.
I remember this.
Right. Spill that tea, Logan.
Not, but it's true that, like, that you could have been in the same shit that I was in, right?
Check it. This is your... Be on the lookout during Super Bowl Sunday to catch the commercial I'm in with Monster Products.
And like, it's a weird flex, but okay. But like the advertisement, it didn't drop, you know, in the first quarter, it didn't drop in the second. Like, it was in the fourth quarter, bro. You know, when everyone is watching,
bro, hold on,
when the game is getting juicy, bro, yeah. Boom. I was there, bro. Not flexing.
Look at you, dude.
Yeah, man. Yo.
Straight stud.
You keep saying not flexing, bro. You have to flex that shit. Dog, like I was already in influencer and like working with influencer for years,
peep that,
bro.
Peep that.
You did Super Bowl ad.
Oh, yeah. This one?
Guys, that is proof I wasn't scamming kids.
Yeah, Alyssa did come in hot with some proof.
Listen, look.
She texted Rice Gum and she said, yo, are you scamming little kids? And you said no. And Alyssa said, okay, cool.
So
you think that's got, would that stand up in court? You think like that's enough?
For sure. I think so.
I'm good with that. Yeah, I'm good now. I'm straight.
You go in, the judge is like, bit.
Yeah.
I bet.
Yeah. So,
Super Bowl ad or
Super Bowl ad?
Yeah.
Super Bowl. Yeah. So, okay. I don't know how to say this. All right. So the character you were playing in the commercial is the CEO of Monster.
Yeah.
At a young age.
Yeah.
That's you.
Yeah.
What's his name again?
Noli.
Noli.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, you've met him, right?
he had dinner at my house.
Okay, yeah.
With like with dude, his entire squad.
He's so lit.
We treated him to a nice dinner. He's awesome, dude. He came in, he's a super cool guy. And he told me about the Super Bowl idea commercial he had. And I'm like, oh, dope. He's like, yeah, you could be in it. I was like, sounds pretty dope, dude. Sounds pretty lit. And then I was planning on being in it. We got the email, we got the offer, everything. And then I did something so stupid.
Who did?
Me.
Uh,
and then he canceled it. He canceled on me, rightfully so. And then I see you were in the commercial, and not only did I think you fit better, but I was like, damn, that's so lit that you got a fucking Super Bowl commercial,
thank
dog.
Thank you, thank you.
Like, you know how many people saw your face?
That's what I'm saying, bro.
Hundreds of millions, bro.
That's what I'm saying.
Did you keep those glasses?
Nah.
Shut up, bro.
That shit made me look weird. But yeah, dude, I'm like super honored and just super blessed. That
what
I was-
did they, what did they say about me, that I might be in the commercial? Wasn't Iggy Azalea in the commercial?
Yeah. Iggy Azalea, yeah, just a whole bunch. Nah, so when I was there filming, they were like, yeah, Logan was supposed to be in the commercial. And then I was like, yo, I'm down or whatever. And then it just never happened, whatever. But I don't know, man. That commercial thing, I mean, who? What other YouTuber got a commercial?
Yo, that's what I was gonna say before. That was big for influencers. I saw it in like every ad week, like PR, like all the PR about it was like, "Yo, Ricegum is the first YouTuber."
Nah, but Casey Neistat had a good one, right?
He did, but I don't know. It still felt really big, bro. Casey, it still felt really big.
Nah, yeah, it was big. And when it happened, or when the commercial aired, like out of all the things I've done, because I've dropped songs and like it blows up and like I get hella feedback. But like when this shit went live, bro, my phone was so blown up. Like just random people watching it, and just people I haven't talked to in years. Like, what the heck?
Did you feel like, were you proud of the commercial?
I'm proud that I was in a Super Bowl commercial.
Were you proud of the commercial?
I mean, yeah, it's a cool commercial. And I think like I didn't say anything. They told me do this, do that, wear this, put your hair down. I did it. It aired. So like, yeah.
It was cool to see you like that. Like,
cool, dude. And that was like the traditional side of the thing. And like, I'm super like, I don't know. Like I curse a lot. I think the word is edgy, right? Or something.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. So
how'd it feel like to be in someone else's vision like that on the traditional
side? Did it feel good though? No, I'm just kidding. No, it felt good, bro.
You can't say that, bro. You can't say that.
She asked me how it felt, dog. She asked me how it felt. She might as well said, did it feel? Nah, it felt good,
that
bro.
That even took me a second to like, damn.
Nah, it felt really good. I don't know, man. Like, I can't even explain it because I didn't know you were about to ask me about that. I can't really put into words.
Welcome to Impulsive.
But like, it was chill. Like, I'm so glad I did it. And like, your boy got a bag too. So
you get a lot of bags, huh?
Yeah. How many bags you got?
Yeah,
I got a backpack. I got a luggage.
Nope. No, we're talking. How much money are you making?
Money. Bags?
Yeah,
bro, man. And you know me, bro. I got the YouTube shit going. You know, I got some song shit going. Shit, I had some merch going for a while, but then I started noticing like if I didn't promote it, like. I like wearing fresh shit. Like, I'm like, sometimes my merch, like, I wasn't trying to rock it. And so, but like, when I did have merch, I was seeing like some dollar signs, shit like that. But like, I mean, I got some bags, bro. Come on. Like, it's YouTube, you know?
Yeah,
shit like
I know.
But definitely not videos, more. But definitely not more money than Logan, though. He's on another level for sure.
Why do you think that is?
Because you're Logan.
Nope.
Simple answer.
Because
there's one simple answer.
What?
I am the CEO of the hottest, softest merch in the game. Maverick by Logan Paul.
Yes, sir.
LoganPaul.com/shop.
I'm not making Logan Paul money, but like, I'm happy. I think I'm good for the rest of my life and same with my fam. So, I mean, yeah.
Yo, this is a random question. So I was just thinking here, and I'm looking at my notes. You are on KSI, not the backtrack. You're on Team KSI. But like, I know some of the sidemen, they have a problem with you. Mm-hmm. That one dude made a diss track on you. That
Wrote a show.
Yes.
Yeah.
You switching sides? Like, what's good?
Yeah. Like,
fight two?
Can we
welcome you with open arms. He called you a malnourished lesbian.
Who did?
Wota Shaw. He called you.
He did?
You didn't see this diss track,
nah,
bro?
I did. And I just like, so when he dropped the diss, dude, like people be just coming at me for no reason. Like, bro, people love to talk about me. It's facts. Anyways, me and this dude doesn't even have beef. Me and this dude that he dropped the whole song, me and him don't even have beef. And then just randomly he dropped a song on me. And like,
he called you a malnourished lesbian.
That's fucked up. It's so dumb.
Why would you bring that up two times? Like, I heard it the first time. Now, look, but I just really was caught off guard because, like, why would this fool come? Don't bring it up again, bro. Like, for real.
It's like some Gabby Show shit. She takes the fucking mic and starts smashing. Wait, Rice. Well, because we want you on our side, bro. All like right. we were out at Nightingale a couple like 3-4 weeks ago, and yeah. I sent a bottle over to the Phase table.
Dude, I heard about that.
That like word spread.
Yeah, they were talking about it in the camp because Tav and shit, and so they had the signs Mav times Phase. Like why are you fucking with KSI, bro? Him and his brother just hate each other. Like,
let's see. How do I put this? Me and KSI are cool. I'm still boys with him. I hope. Wait, you think he'll feel a certain way if I'm on the show? No, right?
His own brother was on the show, bro.
Anyways, KSI is the homie. He's my boy. Logan's still my boy. So it's like, I don't know. Like, I'm
it's
not
tough. Yeah, I don't want to. Create like a fissure between
I'm not gonna create something. No, and one more thing with KSI and kind of why. One, he's a cool ass dude. He stayed at our house during the summer for like over a month, just chilling. Like, cool ass dude.
I don't believe you. I think he sucks.
Really?
As a person. Yeah.
Maybe.
Like off the internet, I don't see myself ever being with him for more than 5 minutes.
Off the internet, he's like chill. Like me, I'm like super chill. I'm just like, whatever. But like,
what's
him,
underneath the bandana?
Is there did you see there?
Or did he sleep with it?
Because
Bird Box.
Oh,
what?
Just in case.
Oh, he can pull it down.
That's smart.
Holy this dude said shit. Bird Box.
What?
That is did you see smart. Bird
Box? Sandra Bullock. Yeah.
Did you see it? He's able to pull the bandana down over his eyes to save his life, bro. Like, that's
y'all stupid, bro.
Yo, KSI wrote stupid. Bird Box. Y'all stupid. I think.
But anyways, yeah. Now listen.
And we back.
KSI. Nah, just like it's too. So why I really liked messing with KSI, and he was a cool homie and shit, and we chilled. But the thing about him is like, if you check up his like demographic, bro, it's like 90% UK fans, right?
And dudes, I feel like.
Maybe, but it's all UK fans where my fans are like out here, shit like that. So, yeah. I mean, it just, I don't know. Like, I was trying to get that global, you know, so exposure.
So your
but
friendship was only for clout.
No, that's my boy. Dude, I'm trying to tell you, that's my boy. But on top of that, homie's popping in London. He's the most popping UK dude. And look, I don't even do features, bro. I don't have any songs. Maybe we might need to hop on a feature. But anyways, I gave KSI like a feature. You know, fuck it. Like, that was the homie at the time. But like, I just had to add
at the time.
He's still the homie. Bro, y'all trying to make it seem like I'm not his friend anymore. I was just talking to my mans, bro. Hey, we chilling.
I don't know why.
Met Deji too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and like he
sat in that seat.
For real?
Yeah.
Bro, speaking about seat, bro, like, and it's a cool set. It got lights, tripod, mic, TV.
Two mics. Tripods are lit.
But what the... And these chairs,
What?
Bro, Red. Listen, these chairs don't even got a backrest, boy. Like,
what? I agree.
Nah, because it forces you to be attentive. Like, that's on purpose. Like, really? Sit up and, like, listen and talk.
I need a backrest, maybe, like, a massage chair.
Bro. You want that hype beast, like, lay back shit.
I think Lovesack might pay for the sponsorship. We sent big beanbags.
Bro.
And by the way, when are you going to stop plugging your fucking company on my show?
I don't do shit.
Company
I guarantee you say more than I do. I guarantee... Have one of the fans go count up right now who said Lovesack more on the show, not including that last one.
Yo.
End of story.
You, I don't know why. It's very easy to dive into controversy with you. It's very easy to like poke fun. Mm-hmm. I don't know why.
I don't care because like that's like a YouTube thing and like a internet thing. And then like me as a real person, like, you know, it's just something that you just got to talk about and some about my life that I'm down to dig into. Yeah, whatever.
Can I ask you about the stuff in China?
Yeah, sure.
Cause I'm not here to paint you as a bad guy. Cause it happened, bro. Like
Logan really bringing up my dirt right now. Nah, I'm scared.
That's what we do. I mean, I got to give the people what they want.
Yeah. No. So the China thing. So what happened was I went to China. I vlogged, and then I came home, and then people were tripping. But I don't even think it was people in America tripping. Like
not at first.
But bro, it was popping in China, bro.
Yeah.
Like so popping in China that like, cause their China social media shit is all in China. Like,
yeah.
I may look Chinese, but I can't read that shit. But anyways, they were getting like 10 mil and some dude like took my video and like translated it.
Weren't you saying like, yo, where the hoes and bitches at? And it translated to like, where are the prostitutes?
Yeah, like I was walking around because, so here's the thing about China is like, or what, I was with my friend and we were like, dude, all of these guys are like bots, like robots. Like you go to them and you say something and they won't even understand you because they don't speak English. So I was just going up there like, yo, hey,
wait, that doesn't make them robots, you know?
Nah, but like it's a term. Or you play Fortnite? I don't know if you play Fortnite.
Yeah.
But there's a term where if the person is really like just
We call them drones.
Bots.
Oh, bots.
Drones, yeah. Bots. All right,
But these guys, to me, since they didn't even know, because like in America, bro, I could never do that because like when I go out in public.
People speak English.
People know me and they speak English, like both. So out here in China, I was like, yo, no one knows me. I'm just walking around and no one knows what the fuck I'm talking about. Yeah. So let's try to be funny because like, I try to be funny. So I'm not going to go to China. Oh, here's my plane ride. I'm eating this 5-star meal. Like I was like, let's try to make something funny. Right. So I was just going around asking where the hoes are at. But then again, every time you travel, right, let's say you travel to a new country, you wondering where the hoes are at, right? Oh.
I'll answer for them.
Where the bitches at?
It's the very first question. We really are, to be honest.
Like, if we travel, then we want to know where they're at. Like, where are they?
Yeah.
You ever tried one of the apps instead of like just asking random men where the hoes are? Like, just
there's these
Tinder or something.
They seem as if they knew. I was like, yo, where the hoes at, bro?
There's
like,
these applications now where you can literally find their GPS location.
In any place.
Well, here's where I bring this up. And again, not here to fucking roast you or anything.
No. I don't care, bro. I really do not care.
I'm curious because when I saw all of this unfolding, a lot of people were saying you were being culturally insensitive.
Yeah.
But it's your own culture.
That was a weird one.
So the thing was, I think I went up to someone and said, where can I find dogs or whatever? Like, cause it's a joke that Asian people eat dogs, but it's funny because there wasn't any dogs there. Like I was in China and I didn't even see anyone eat a dog or anything. So by me saying where the dogs are at and there was no fucking dogs. So it's like, I was trying to say like Asians don't be eating dogs, but anyways, I thought it was okay to joke about where the dogs are at and stuff because I was Asian, but I understand why they were mad. So I started translating the Chinese text and shit. They were mad because those guys are like, I think they named it Homeland or some where they're like from China and they're Chinese and then I'm Chinese American or something.
Oh, okay.
Where they were like, this guy isn't a part of us. Yeah, like he can't joke about that because he's not one of us.
Okay.
To them. I don't know. I just thought like,
but on that thought, let's get deep here for 1 second. Growing up in America, did you ever face problems because of your ethnicity?
I swear, bro. Because,
I mean, I'm sure, but dive into them. Like, when you were growing up, did people make fun of you because of where you were from?
So, when I was playing basketball, so when I was growing up, I was on the basketball team and stuff, so all my friends were, like, black and shit like that, you know? But they would just call me, like, Yao Ming and just small Asian shit. And I was, like, that one Asian guy that, you know, in the group, whatever. Yeah. And, like, out here in L.A. and with you and YouTube and stuff, like, I'm usually, like, that one Asian guy in the group. But, like, I mean, I don't think so. Like, I don't think anyone bullied me because I was Asian. But, like, jokes and stuff, like... Asian jokes, eyes jokes.
But
like,
still, nowadays that's
offensive to a lot of people. Bullying, and that's really? Why, like, I have spoken to tons of Asian people, especially after my thing. Cause like, even my, my ex-girlfriend, she's half Asian, bro. I went to Chicago, visited her dad. I saw her side of the family. Like,
he's Asian?
What?
Like her dad's Asian?
Yes, full 100%. So like, I was really learning about like how like even like kids joking at school doing like the eye thing and saying like Ching Chong whatever. Like even in Lil Pump's new song, like that shit's not cool anymore, dude. That can really affect the kid growing up and the way he feels about himself. But you don't seem to have been affected by that, and I know for a fucking fact that happened when you were growing up.
Yeah, bro, and it happens now too, like the whole Ching Chong and eyes thing and all the Asian stereotypes. Just shit like that, bro. I mean,
but how did it not affect you, dude? Because you seem very unfazed by that during your upbringing.
It just doesn't matter, bro. It's just jokes at the end of the day, like roasting and shit. Like it's just jokes. Like,
well, you
know
said,
what I'm saying? Like, I don't know, bro.
You said but after
it's a good question though.
I'm very curious, dude. Because I've said,
and that's some real life shit. He's not even asking about YouTube shit, homie. Asking about
I'm beyond that, bro.
Rice gum inner shit. Like okay.
Yo, after this happened, you said that America was kind of too sensitive to the situation. Like I read a quote that you put somewhere in some magazine or some shit. Do you think that we're too sensitive as a country? Like, is that why? Do you think shit like that?
Did he say that? Are you putting words in his mouth?
I don't even know. I have the quote. Yeah,
I don't even know. But sensitive. Yeah, I mean, I noticed that the internet is sensitive, and like, I mean, people get offended by certain things. But everyone gets offended by different things, and everyone, you know what I'm saying? But like, it's at the end of the day, it's the internet, and like, I just understand how the internet works. Like, we're on the internet all the time and we understand how it works. Some people just don't understand how it works. But when shit like kill yourself and all that shit, like, it's just words, bro. Like, shit, like, hate is just words. Like, I don't know. But like, some people are super sensitive and that get is that, hurt.
What you just described, I believe, is a super high level of thinking that not a lot of people are able to reach, because like, that requires an amount of confidence that I don't think a lot of people have, Rice, which... the whole China situation, like, I get it, but then again, I don't know. There's,
yeah, dude. Like, I've been in some just random like things that just people like can clown me about. You know?
Can you go back there? Like, is it? Yeah. Well, I mean, are they gonna?
I'm good out there, bro. Yo, and they fuck with me out there. No, I'm just kidding. I mean, I think so. Or like, I did see like Asia, because like I did a whole video explaining it, and then I ended up like translating the comments and like reacting to it and shit. And there were comments like, if he comes back here, like, we're gonna make sure he pays and shit like that. But like, how they go, bro, no, like, I'm gonna be at the nicest hotel chilling
at the Ritz.
Yeah, come on, bro. Like, bro, I'll
be just
chilling.
It's just funny because like, literally, it's crazy. 10 years ago, if you had done that shit, nothing would have, it would have been fine.
Yo, but okay,
it's just and I'm saying like, I'm not saying that, like, society's changing, but that doesn't mean Rice has to agree with how society's changing. If he thinks it's okay, like,
I think the word here is adapt, bro. And like, you're sounding a lot sort of like my dad, where it's like, 10 years ago, it's not 10 years ago.
But there are people out there who are pushing back on that sensitivity.
Agree?
And saying that's not okay. That if you say every single word is offensive to somebody right now. Mm-hmm. Every single word. There are people out there who are fighting that shit tooth and nail. Like, yo, we're not going to become a pussy country because we had George Carlin. We had Chris Farley. We had people that didn't sit. They said whatever the fuck they wanted, whenever the fuck they wanted. And just because there's a huge, there is a massive push to quam that, but that doesn't mean it has to happen. That doesn't mean there aren't going to be people who say what they want and continue to do and say what they want based on what their beliefs.
Mm-hmm. I think the current social climate is in such turmoil, and we will become better as a country and as people because of it. Like, we have to go through this fucking this just hectic, chaotic change. Did y'all see Kevin Hart on the Ellen show?
Yeah.
What the fuck is that?
Not me, bro. I would never disrespect.
Look at it's Mike, bro.
I would never disrespect Logan like that.
I appreciate that. Yo, Kevin Hart on the Ellen show. I woke up. It's the first thing I watched. Little background: Kevin Hart was set to host the Oscars. They found some of his homophobic tweets from like 10 years ago. Yeah. They pulled him. They pulled him. Damn. And this was after like the announcement came out. Kevin Hart is hosting the Oscars.
That's the worst thing ever, when you have a deal and then they cancel it because of some shit happened. Because like, I had like a similar, like, it's just random, but like, they wanted me to host like the Teen Choice Awards or something. Yeah, that's dope. Like, close with Nick Cannon and shit. And it was supposed to be me and just, and then that China thing happened. And they're like, yeah, it's probably not a good idea.
I think that's different though. I think if you make a mistake along your current trajectory, that's one thing. I think if someone employs you to do something, i.e. Kevin Hart hosting the Oscars, and like, you didn't know that this backlash was going to happen, like, quite honestly, what did you expect? It's 2018. This year is chaotic as fuck. People are going to, there's going to be uproar, and like, you have to be willing to put that on your back, suck it up, and be like, okay, no, we're going to stick by our guy Kevin and host him. They dropped him. Ellen put her foot down this morning. This came out and she said, yo, I stand by Kevin Hart. I believe in second chances and I believe in forgiveness, which, my personal opinion, I think 2019 is going to be the year of forgiveness. There is such power in being able to forgive someone, because quite honestly, everyone makes mistakes. And if you haven't made a mistake yet in your life, hey,
you're 0 years old.
Good
you're
for
a baby.
You.
You're a baby.
Good for you.
Nah, you're, zero. You're a baby, dude.
Like, I've thought about it too. Like, when you make a mistake, it just sticks to your brand forever. You know what I'm saying? Where like, if someone were to do this social media thing right, like the right way, they would like do it so perfectly and make no mistakes. But that's not even possible, because when we're doing it, we don't even know what we're doing. Like, we're just trying stuff, and if shit pops, it pops, right? So I guess my question to you is, like, would you ever like go back and change like the steps you took and just shit you did?
It's so hard to say, bro. I think about this question every day because like part of me, the answer is yes. Like I wish I were to never do that thing,
yeah.
Right? Like, cause it fucked my life. But then again, did it yeah. Because now I'm transforming to this person that I really love. Like I'm really starting to love myself and believe in what I'm doing. And without that, I'm not sure that this would have happened. This new path I'm on.
But everything so happens for a reason. But
I agree.
It's just weird.
Bro. I try to not have any regrets in my life. For example, I got a tattoo in Miami. Not to change the subject. Where but I'm it? Changing the subject.
Where?
I'm gonna show you. It's a little.
Oh no. Like I think I saw it. It's a Pokemon.
Yeah.
I saw it's
infected, bro.
Well, so what does that mean?
It looks like nasty
it's
right
disgusting.
Now.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
Well, come on now.
Yo, I feel like this has been a phenomenal podcast, bro.
Really?
I'm gonna end on my disgusting tattoo note. But No, seriously, bro. This is great. Thank you for coming on.
Well, you like the like how it turned out?
Love.
Really?
Why? Like, what do you think?
I wanted to keep going, to be honest.
I know for a fact people are gonna love you on this episode, bro.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
He lied, I think.
No, dude, in the beginning when we were first doing podcasts, it felt like we're like, eh, and then they turned out really good.
Nah, because
once you're in it, you get it.
It also all depends on the guest, bro, and like your high energy and fun, and you get it, bro.
Shit. I wasn't even trying, but whatever.
yo, where can they go gamble if they want to? Get your merch signed.
Yo, every kid, man, start gambling.
No. where can they find you?
Just Rice Gum. Google it. I'll pop up. Rice on Insta. Yeah.
Big facts. Yo, thank you for coming on Impulsive, the number one podcast.
Yo, thanks for having me, man. And hope you do big things this year.
Thank you. Me too.
Good luck in life.
Like and subscribe if you're not subscribed to Impulsive, the number one podcast in the world on YouTube, iTunes, Spotify, wherever you listen to podcasts. We're going to do an audio Q&A only with Rice Gum right now. Thank you guys for watching. We will see you next episode. Take it easy, fam. Don't move. Audio only. Q&A. This is where you can keep going, Mike.
No.
What did you want to do? You want something?
No. Rice, what did you do for New Year's?
Audio only?
Yeah.
What did I do for New Year's? I had a pretty decent New Year's. I went to Warwick. I don't know why I ended up there.
Oh, yeah. Wait, I saw that.
Oh, were you there?
No, but I saw on a list
of
like shit.
I was just with the squad.
Everybody.
Yeah, like, or we had like options of things to do. Party here, party there. But New Year's, you should spend it with the people you fuck with. So I was just with my squad. And we just club, party hop, and then just like, no typical shit.
Yeah.
Is this your first New Year's in LA?
Yeah, I think so.
Really? I'm afraid to stay here, bro. I feel like, I don't know. I just feel like New Year's is a time to like go somewhere and like reset.
Yeah, no, you were somewhere else, right?
We went to Miami.
Miami, which was
just fun.
Still recovering, bro.
These people just sighed at the same time.
That city is a dangerous place.
Man, I've never seen anything.
Like yo, like it just it's Miami. Like it's like
really.
It's like you know how when you go out and you're like talking to a girl and you're like yo, I'm gonna go home and like hang out, like maybe hook up with this girl or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's like 4 a.m. You're like yo, you want to go back to my place? And they're like yeah, kinda, but I also want to go to 11 and look at strippers' assholes. Mm-hmm. And they just go until like 8 a.m. No. And you're like yo, like we were about to fucking hook up. Like, usually the dude might be like, yo, I'm going to go check another girl. The girls are like, yo, I'm going to go check on some strippers at 11.
Yeah. I love how Mike thinks this is super common, but the girls I hang around never talk about strippers' buttholes.
Who are you hanging out with?
The answer is girls in Miami. That's what I'm getting at. It's only Miami.
Are your guys' dicks okay?
That's a great question, too.
Mine's
another
good.
Great story.
Mine's good. Like, I got no...
Rice.
You got a clean dick?
We went and got STD tested when we got back from Miami.
It's good.
Just because I like to make sure I'm clean.
This is another quick and good story. We went there. We go occasionally. Weird thing. We go in the same doctor's room.
It's just like you're going with your boy.
It's weird, bro. I know, right? And the nurse comes in. She goes, what's up, boys? Did you guys do something bad again? And
yes,
we just
ma'am.
Sit there. We go, yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am, we did.
And we need some help. And then the other day we're sitting there together like we're kids in a pediatrics office, and the other day the doctor comes in, and you hear him he's like 60 years old. He knows nothing about medicine at all. He's literally the dumbest person I've ever met. And Logan sees him and goes, oh no. And I look up and he's got like 4 pounds of like cupcakes in the corner of his mouth, bro. Like he had been eating like cream cheese.
Nah, or
something
but
like that.
Nah, but at first, bro, you weren't sure if it was cupcakes or not because it just looked like gunk you found on the side of a road from like a roadkill. Like I wasn't sure what it was.
And so normally people would be like. Like it's just this awkward silence and nobody says anything. But me, bro, I say everything. So I go, Doc, I hate to be the one to tell you this, bro, but you have a shitload of crap in the side of your mouth right now. And so
look, like here,
yeah, like right here, like all
hanging down,
yeah,
and
like
stuff?
Just nasty. And so, and like, I don't want to talk about STDs with someone who has cupcakes hanging out.
Cause
mouth,
how
bro.
Do you know if anything they say is valid? At like, how can you trust this guy, bro?
It's true.
And he's so, probably so desensitized. Cause think of the things this man sees.
Oh my God, that explains it.
He goes in the mirror. He doesn't think anything of his freaking mouthful of
true.
Crap.
It's true.
I've seen. All right. So then,
Mike is like, yo, you have this thing, and I'm like, so he goes to scrape it off, and you know how some people like me when I sometimes on my face someone tells me my shit's surgical. A, where is it?
Gone.
Oh, it's on the side of your mouth. B, I'm gonna go under and get it out as to not spread it and make it worse. This guy, he goes, oh, where is it?
I think he
smears it all over his face, bro.
And I go, Doc, I hate to tell you, but I gotta tell you, you've made it significantly worse since the last time I told you, exponentially.
Why did he not just wipe, like,
I
what?
Just don't know.
That's what
dude.
I'm saying.
Like,
who knows?
Like, have a rag, like, just wipe it off. Like,
but then, anyways, we got tested. We did blood and urine, and I mean, I'm feeling better.
I hate blood tests, bro. Like,
shots?
Like, I'm just super scared of needles and shit. Yeah. So, like, I've done it before. Like, I like to stay healthy, bro. Health is wealth. I want to live forever. I believe if when we're 90, there'll be shit where you can live forever, maybe. You know,
I think you're right.
Fuck
dude.
It. Yeah. Fuck it, right?
You'll
fuck
do it.
You'll do it.
Fuck it, bro. But yeah, I would. No, but like, I like to be healthy, so like, I would go to the doctors and like get my blood and then test it, see if like everything's good and shit. Yeah. And like, honestly, I'm hella unhealthy, bro. Like, it's some shit that isn't right with my blood and shit. But like, shit.
What do you mean cross over to the vegan side, bro?
No, yeah. Don't do it.
Nah,
I mean, when you said yeah, what did you mean by that?
Yeah, what?
You're
when
unhealthy.
You said yeah, or to being a vegan. Oh, like, would you ever do
people,
that?
Nah. But people do say that shit makes you feel better and healthier and shit like that. But nah, just like, I guess with my diet and just whatever I'm consuming into my body, just something. Yeah, but I'm chilling though. Like, I ain't gonna die, but like,
You feel healthy?
Yeah.
You look healthy.
You look healthy as hell, dude.
Are you happy?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, ecstatic. Right. Except sometimes I'm not gonna lie, sometimes I get bored and I just don't know what
sad
to do.
Sad or not?
No, not sad. It's just I get bored.
But
and
do
like,
you ever get sad? Like in the last 2 weeks, have you ever felt like a day where you're just like,
I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, fuck
the,
it.
The one day that I felt sad was when I saw Jake's name pop up on Twitter next to yours.
Really?
Really?
Because dog, when Jake gets affected by things, yeah. Like, come on, bro, come on. We're both trying to like
clean shit up.
Yeah, and I'm similar to you. I'm sure Jake like saw like a bag and was like, oh, let me just do this thing real quick. And I love the kids, bro. So when he's affected, I'm fucking affected. Like quite literally, and that's and vice versa for the rest of our lives. That's how it's gonna be. So
shit.
And it was the first thing to start the year, that controversy. And mind you, it was minor, but still it made me a little sad, you know? Damn, but typically I'm ecstatic.
Yo, being bored's good though. Did you know it that?
Can. Why? Wait, tell
why?
Me why.
Because that's when you're actually the most creative. That's where creativity is born. Is
you know,
in boredom.
I got to back him up.
Let me, nah, he might be right.
Let me back him up.
Because when I was young, I started making fucking YouTube videos because I was just bored in Ohio. So maybe you're right, Spencer.
I read a whole piece on it.
Lots of psychology.
Instead of being bored now, people are always scrolling on their phone. Scrolling. All the big ideas, all that good like macro high-level shit doesn't happen anymore because you always fill that time up with scrolling.
Yeah, there's new studies from Stanford showing that they're encouraging parents to allow their kids to be bored.
Oh.
Stanford psychology.
I'll take his word for it. What people don't know with like YouTube, like, oh, they think that, oh, you just pick up a camera and film and shit. Like a lot of the time you put into YouTube is the thinking part, right? I think that's the hardest part. I think the hardest part about YouTube is thinking of what you're going to do and then going to execute it. But the hardest part is just the creative part. And so shit, I guess I got to get bored so I can sit.
Yeah, boredom's all
and
right.
Think of some ideas, shit.
Truth. Yeah, I was talking to some girl in Miami who is hilarious, by the way.
But is she bad though?
Yeah, nah, yeah. Okay. No, she is. I think so. I like her.
This fool said she died.
No, it's just.
I'm gonna be honest. If a girl is funny and has a great personality, bro, she is so much more attractive. See,
me, yeah.
Like immediately. I don't like. She just becomes that much better. Although that's a fucking hard word for me to say. Better.
So much better.
Better. Anyways, I was talking to her and she's like, "Yo, I want to get started on YouTube." And I'm like, "Yeah, you're like funny. You should do it." And she's like, "How do I even start?" And it all hit me like, I don't even fucking know anymore. It's so automated. Like,
yo,
I had an answer for you.
When you talk to girls, like just in general, do they bring up the whole social media shit a lot? Like either it's like, oh, I want to do YouTube or oh, Instagram shit.
The girls I fuck with do not bring it up.
Really?
They have no desire to start a YouTube channel. They don't talk to me. No one has ever, no girl besides that one in LA has ever been like,
really?
How do I start a channel?
No, but girls do that though. Yeah. Like I've talked to a few and they're like that.
To what? Like try to meet like somewhere like.
Oh no, like not to like gain anything off of me, but just bring it up.
No, like a common ground. I mean, to like talk about. Like, do they bring it? Like, why are they asking you that? Do you think?
Just conversation.
That's what I'm saying. Like a common, yeah.
Yo, are you dating?
Am I dating? Nah. But I mean, I've been, you know, seeing my options. And,
yeah,
you know,
I feel you.
No, because like.
He's a hoe.
Or like I said,
he's
man.
He's a
like,
hoe. Righteous
shit.
Hoeing.
Nah. I'm low-key trying to wife someone up though. Soon.
Yeah. You got anyone in sight?
Yeah, I got. Or I'm talking a few. But
that's tight, bro. That'd be sick. That's the move, dude. That's the move. I just.
But like, and then no, and this girl in particular, she has like 50K on Insta, so like some
no,
low
that's perfect,
key,
bro.
Yeah. That's
not
what
too
I'm
much,
saying. It's some
much,
low key shit. Yeah.
Before it gets to their head and shit, it like starts fucking them up.
Maybe one day I'll find love, but until that day,
bro, it's hard, bro. Like, and we're trying to find like the perfect girl, and she's not even out there.
Well, that's another problem with this generation right now, I guess. Sound like GP again, but I mean, I'm including myself in it because this we're generation. Always looking. We're always looking.
Yeah, you're looking in like Warwick, 11.
That's what I'm saying.
It's not gonna be in
there.
No,
people
guys.
Say like go to coffee shops and grocery stores.
Yes.
And you'll meet your love.
Yes,
like, boy, I'm going to Warwick.
Nah, bro, you go to Erewhon.
Yes. You also got to be a little careful. There's some cougars out there that might come
no
to the neck.
No problem, baby. What's good? I can handle this.
I don't even know that it's as much like where you find them. I think the social is what gets you because you're just on there and you're like, damn, I got a good girl here, but damn, this chick's bad as fuck. And I think like I might delete my, if I get in a relationship anytime soon, I might delete my Instagram.
Yo,
really?
I might
have to, bro. Because every day unfollow. I go on, I'm like, damn,
yeah,
bro.
Logan, you were talking about this.
I might unfollow every single Instagram model I follow.
Even Summer Rae.
No, because I'm friends with her.
Okay,
yeah, right. She's a friend first.
Yeah.
But like any Instagram model I follow, just for like visual aesthetic. Like, seriously, I realize what the fuck am I? What am I getting? Like, I don't sit there and be like, damn, nice fucking bod. I don't care. So why am I following them? You know.
I think there's a difference between Instagram models and entrepreneurs.
I mean, obviously. What do you
also follow?
Yo.
Let those go.
This guy's onto something. This guy is onto something.
I mean, he's not wrong.
I'm just saying. If you analyze that comment, it's deeper than it sounds.
Okay, but I've been thinking that like mainly the sky is a different color than the grass. That's basically what you just said.
He's onto something. Yes.
You know what? You're onto something.
Thank you guys for listening to this episode of Impulsive. Make sure to subscribe. Audio version only. Ricegum, thank you for coming again.
Thank you for having me.
We love y'all. Take it easy.
Peace.
See ya.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.